I would love to say very clear, whatever you do with the one of my little ones, you do it to myself. So, and from all the Catholic world, the closest to our Lord is the priest, precisely. So when you do it something for a priest, you do it to our Lord in the highest degree, in a great degree. So our Lord wants us to be protected by you, by your prayers, no, your sacrifices. So we never will say enough about this topic. So we want to speak about the epistle of today and the gospel. So today is Saint Vincent, martyr. As you notice in the epistle and the gospel of the martyrs, there is always allusion to the fight, to suffering, to cross, to the cross, and how to conquest like the martyrs, the enemy, how to win heaven like the martyrs, which is the most perfect way. Why? Because it's to get heaven and to live this life as our Lord live it, and the Blessed Virgin Mary. The most perfect way of living this life is like our Lord Jesus Christ, no doubt, and the Blessed Virgin Mary. So what I want to say is the following. The word martyr is in Greek, means a witness. So we, each one of us, are obliged to be witness of the love of our faith, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith, hope, and charity in our Lord, we are obliged to be witnesses to that, to the world, and to the communion of saints in general. This is a word which is very important, witness. Because people has to see in us Christ. What we think and what we speak has to be about Christ. What we do, what we feel, has to be directed towards Christ, or from Christ, or by Christ himself. And this is to be witness. We are obliged because we are children of God. We have been engrafted in the mystical body of Christ. His life and himself, he dwells in us. He has made a temple of us. So we must shine forth Christ to the others. Now, our Lord came on earth on the Blessed Virgin Mary on the day of the Incarnation in her bosom because she was the only worthy to receive our Lord. This is a very important concept. Our Lady is the worthy Mother of God. So she was perfect in all and everything, immaculate. So she has to be like that for God to come on earth. Be important because she has been placed between God and us, between our Lord Jesus Christ and us. It's the intermediary, I say, the mediatrix of all graces. And she is our mother that we had to go in order to be pleased to Christ our Lord. So, in order to be witness to our Lord, we have to do it through the Blessed Virgin Mary. No? Because the most perfect witness of our Lord Jesus Christ is the Blessed Virgin Mary. So if we analyze that point, we will understand better what does mean to be witnesses of our Lord on earth. So the Blessed Virgin Mary was full of the Holy Ghost, full of grace, increasing in grace. And the Holy Ghost in His gift, His love, increasing the amount of quantity and quality in the Blessed Virgin Mary every moment. So he has been shining forth God, the light of God, the wisdom of God, every moment. No stopping until eternity. And she's the only worthy who did it perfectly along with Saint Joseph. So both of them are appointed by God to teach us how to be witness of Christ on earth. So you notice they were reflecting the teaching of our Lord, His love, His will, by the example. More than preaching, by the example. And they were martyrs. So the Blessed Virgin Mary is just the perfect witness, or so the perfect martyr, the Queen of Martyrs. So in her Immaculate Heart, our Lord God Himself was dwelling. So she's called the Paradise of God. And she has to go to the cross together with our Lord, suffering in her heart all the crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, His passion and His sadness, His anguish in the soul, in the heart she suffered. But being witness, you notice, at the foot of the cross, she's witness of the grandeur, the infinite love of God, of His sacrifice at the foot of the cross by her fidelity, by her example. So we have to be faithful, and we want to be witnesses. We have to be next to the Blessed Virgin Mary the whole time, because she's the perfect witness. She's the only worthy to be called perfect witness, the Queen of Martyrs. That means that in this crisis, we are obliged to be at the foot of the cross next to the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the midst of persecution of devils, in the midst of enemies, in the midst of darkness, in the midst of lions, of threats of being killed, to being killed, yes, of empty human consolations, in a spiritual desert, just moved by faith. The consolation is to be attached to the Blessed Virgin Mary by faith. This is to be perfect witness of the faith and love and hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we don't have nothing to rely upon on human means, there is no human consolations and human hope. It's no human light even to see something in the future going in the right direction. This is the reason why if we want to be witness of our Lord Jesus Christ, we must live like living in the foot of the, at the foot of the cross. So not to lose our eyes from our Lord, His passion, His death, His sufferings, in order to carry His cross and carry the cross of our brothers continually by our life, example, penances, and prayer. And if we will do that, we will be doing it like the Blessed Virgin Mary, and she will be a matrix of all graces given us all that we need to become saints, to be perfect witnesses. But here important, the concept I want to dwell upon more is the worthiness. So we are sinners. We are not worthy of being regarded by God as to have a pity on us, no? We deserve punishment. But the Blessed Virgin Mary, who received all the treasures of the cross, of the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, he gave that blood to our Lord, and our Lord gave it to her back. It will make us worthy, because it has cleansed our souls, has caused the Holy Ghost to come upon us. And suffices that we are with the Blessed Virgin Mary, but at the foot of the cross, in order to be living according to the will of God in these moments. That means that we have to be witnesses in our words, our thoughts, our actions, our dealing with human beings in fraternal charity, especially when dealing with the cross. We must show to the world and to God, especially to God, of course, that we have faith in Him, that we believe in Him, that we have love, believe in His love, as St. Paul says. That was the Archbishop Lefebvre. The shield of His arms is Credimus Caritati. We have come to believe in the love of God. It's que people have to see the Catholic religion, which is the divine religion of God, in us, in order for them to convert. That's the problem why they do not convert, because they don't see in us the marks of the divinity of the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ. They don't see us being witnesses or being a reflection, shining forth of the divinity of our Lord in us. That is the problem. It's the reason why Saint Paul X says that the crisis and the evil of these times is not the consequences of evil people. Mainly, is the consequences of the good people, or the children of God, not doing their job, not sanctifying themselves. Because if we were saints, many people would convert every day by our prayers and example and sacrifices. If they are not converting our families, it's because we are not at that level. So we are not being witnesses. We have to analyze or to do an examination of conscience. Why we are not being... why we are not an example for others in such a way that the others convert by seeing at our life and by our prayers and sacrifices united to the Blessed Virgin Mary prayers and sacrifices. If okay, something is lacking there, it is a pity. Yes, it's a fact. We include any one of us. Yes, we are not doing miracles of faith, of prayer, of penances. Is something wrong? Is why is something lacking? Because God gives to any family and any nation, any times the necessary graces to make the saints that we need, and the families to be saved. And comes down that we to the reason that we are not being witnesses at the foot of the cross like the Blessed Virgin Mary. When everybody thinks evil about the church, almost everybody, where they don't see something good in the Catholic Church, where they don't see Christ, the face of Christ in the Catholic Church, they don't see mercy and goodness, but they see hard hearts, they see malice and evil among Catholics. So people need to see that a light. That's the reason they don't have a light. That is the problem. The day of our baptism, we receive a candle to be light to others. Yeah, and the problem is that we blame the others. We blame the others because they are evil. No. The main problem is because we are not saints that situation is like this. We are not being witnesses. So we have to analyze, for the solutions. And the solution is almost about that... our devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary in a spirit of childhood, of fidelity, in a spirit of hope and charity and love, surrendering, abandoning ourselves completely to her, in such a way that he will live in us and through us, for us, and we disappear and she starts appearing instead of us. This is the aim of the devotion to Mary. That we live and not we anymore, but she lives in us. So we should shine forth joy, peace, longanimity, benignity. So the 12 fruits of the Holy Ghost should be shining forth in us. Chastity, modesty, faith, charity, especially peace and joy and patience is one of the fruits of the Holy Ghost that we were speaking the other day. This is the fruit that God wants to see in us. This is the testing whether the Holy Ghost is abode. His abode is in us in a constant manner. He likes to come to, in us, like when he comes to the Blessed Virgin Mary every moment. He lives in the Blessed Virgin Mary in his paradise. He wants to see that in us, that paradise in us, that we are surrendered and focused completely to God through the Blessed Virgin Mary. The world needs this. And we are not providing. It's a question of numbers. It's a question of few lights, few saints around to burn the hearts, to put on fire the hearts of men. So let's take this at heart and to ask this grace today. Because believe me, Sam, believe me, the salvation of our family depends upon those who have received the gift of faith. They had hope and they had charity. They had the traditions of the church, the divinity of the church in their hearts, in their mind, in their aims. Depends upon us, the salvation of our family. Because if we are faithful to our holy religion, means that God is going to give us all the graces that we need to survive and to be saints, become saints in this world, and therefore to save our families. This is what the saints used to preach. They used to say, if you have a religious monk or nun in your family, that is the sign that your family will be saved. All the family. Because there will be someone always praying and doing sacrifices for you. So we should take at heart that our family's salvation depends upon us. Our sanctification, our generosity, our surrendering to the cross through the Blessed Virgin Mary, with humility, with meekness and mildness, and all the fruits of the Holy Ghost shining in us because the Blessed Virgin Mary is with us. Yes. So we ask that grace today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.